In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with who?
God.
And the Word was God. Thank you. You know that key phrase from the Gospel of John, and it illuminates one of the central biblical themes. What is the Word? Well, many people, when they talk about the Word, they're talking about this, right? The Bible. The Bible as the Word of God. Think about that opening line from John again. In the beginning was the Bible, and the Bible was with God, and the Bible was God. Is that right? Is the Bible God? No, not quite. I don't think so. Now, I'm going to say something now that might sound rather scandalous, and so some of you might want to turn your noses up at me. But don't worry too much, because I'm going to adjust my rather abrupt statement in a moment. So here it is. The Bible is not the Word of God. The Bible is a book. The Bible is not the Word of God. The Bible is a tool. This is not the Word of God that John speaks about, because the Word of God is Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. John's making this statement of Trinitarian proportions, you see. He's saying that Jesus is God, that Jesus is Lord. The entire Christian message summarized so succinctly, Jesus is Lord. But where does that leave the Bible, which for so long has been referred to as the Word of God? Well, here's my modification that I think will turn most of your noses back down. The Bible, our honored book of holy scriptures and powerful stories, is the tool that for centuries God has used to point the people toward Jesus. One of my favorite writers, Brian Zond, says, "The Bible is the penultimate word of God, lowercase word, that points to the ultimate word of God, capital word." Penultimate, of course, meaning it is secondary to only one, Jesus. Zond goes on to say that when Christians think of the Word of God, they should think Jesus first, Bible second. After all, what defines Christianity is not the book that we read, but the Lord whom we have committed everything to. We don't take up a cross and follow the book. We take up our cross and follow Jesus who lives and loves. So if you remember nothing else from this opening sermon of the series, I want you to remember that the Word, the ultimate Word of God, is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Now, I don't want you to think, as we enter into this year of reading the Bible, that Pastor Tim says the Word is Jesus, so I don't need to do this read-through thing. Okay? I just need Jesus. Well, if the Bible's ego is deflated at all, I want to inflate it a little bit. The Bible is still a powerful tool, if not the most powerful tool God has given us to know, believe in, and understand Jesus. The Bible falls towards the end of this long line of repeated attempts for God to speak into creation. Therefore, God is using the Bible to speak to us now. But let's think about this practice of God speaking. First of all, let's marvel at the fact that God speaks at all, right? The one true God is not some passive God that sits back in silence, merely watching creation unfold. Far from it. God is active, and in Genesis 1, which Mary read so well for us, it reveals an active God who creates and orders the universe by doing what? By speaking. God's spoken word creates light, even as God is hovering over this formless void. And then God said, "Let there be light." And then sky and sun and moon and land and all the life that fills the land and the seas. God's word does this. Our active speaking God creates life with his word. And the creation is culminated by God creating humankind. Why would God speak all of this into existence? Why would God speak us into existence? Isn't that the eternal question? Why us? Why are we here? Well, it seems to me like our speaking God wanted someone to talk to. Our relational God wanted a people. Our connecting God wanted a body that worships and proclaims and prays. Our God wanted the deepest connection possible. God wanted a covenant people. And so God speaks. And always, always when God speaks, God is seeking this deepest connection, a covenant with humanity, a covenant of love, of trust, and of obedience. Throughout scriptures, when God speaks, this is what God is doing. It's all about the covenant. We are created in the hope that we might be a covenantal people, a people of promise. And so this is always the case. During this first 8-week section of our Bible read-through, it's called the Books of the Covenant, the Covenant History. And it recounts the sagas of God speaking and forming covenantal relationships. Covenants are formed, covenants are broken and reestablished. You'll get the flow in these 8 weeks. God speaks with Adam and Eve in the garden, with Abraham, with Moses and Joshua, and with Judges. Covenants formed, humanity breaking their end. As you read this week in Genesis, I invite you to pay special attention to the ways God speaks about the covenant. Because these are promises, powerful illustrations that reveal the kind of God that we worship. After we finish these 8 weeks of covenant, we go into 2 more 8-week cycles from the Old Testament. The first is called the prophets, and the second is the writings. And we'll get to the Old Testament prophets around November through January. Once again, highlighted in these books is another form where God attempts to speak, this time using these holy men, these prophets, to call the people back into the covenant. Sometimes it works for a period, but it always ends. After the prophets, our next 8-week cycle is the Old Testament writings, books like Psalms and Job and Proverbs. Often the writings are opportunities for us to read into the worship and the teachings of ancient Israel, a place where we get glimpses of how the people attempt to speak back to God in the form of songs and prayers and little wisdom nuggets. And then finally, our final 8-week section in March through May, we'll read the New Testament. And this is when God's speaking, God's words take on a human form in Jesus Christ. This is when God's word is revealed in the ultimate form. The Church of the Brethren has a paper on biblical authority published way back in 1979. And the paper highlights that while God uses a myriad of mouthpieces by which to speak into every generation, the New Testament writers declare with one voice that Jesus Christ reveals the full meaning of God's covenant with us. Though we are constantly discovering new ways to speak God's word, God's self-disclosure in Jesus sets the ground rules for it all. Jesus becomes the mouthpiece for what God wanted to say all along. And the New Testament writers record and interpret this new and true covenant to us. The author of Hebrews says it this way: He, Jesus, is the mediator of a new covenant. So therefore, we brethren have long stated that we have no creed, no statement of beliefs that summarizes where we stand on this whole religion thing, for we have the whole New Testament. We have no creed but the New Testament, and the New Testament and the words of Jesus in particular are our final authority as interpreted by the body of believers. Jesus is the Word of God. All of God's speaking recorded in Scripture finds its culmination in Jesus. Now, just because it's culminated there, I don't want you to thus think that God no longer speaks, for God does speak, but God won't speak in a way that defies Jesus. So as we embark on this year of reading the Bible, I invite you all along the way to consider how God might be speaking to you through this sacred text that has pointed so many people to Jesus over the years. If you commit to study and prayerful reading, you'll get a whisper of that spoken word too. It could be Old Testament, it could be New, but words of covenant and of love might direct you to a new facet of Jesus that you never realized. I want to close with a teaching from our Church of the Brethren founder, Alexander Mack, who lived 3 centuries ago. But he once wrote about the outward word and the inward word. And he says that Scripture is the outward word, written down on paper, collections of stories about Jesus and his people. But there's also an inward word, which is a word that becomes written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And when outward word and inward word collide in the community's reading of the Scripture, God will speak again. God will speak, and the people will experience a renewal of covenant in Jesus Christ, who is our Lord. May it be so. Amen.